Outset, please allow me to congratulate Ambassador Zamir Akram as our re-elected as our chair rapporteur. I greet him as an old friend and former colleague here in Geneva, and convey my respects and appreciation to the High Commissioner for her kind words. The Philippines welcomes the progress in the work of the Working Group on the Right to Development. We extend our appreciation to the Chair Rapporteur of the Working Group and the members of the Drafting Group for the preparation of the draft convention and commentaries. This session presents an opportunity for constructive engagement on the elaboration of a draft legally binding instrument on the right to development. The Philippines has consistently affirmed its position on the universality, indivisibility, inalienability, and interdependence of all human rights and fundamental freedoms, including the right to development. We have steadily supported efforts in the international and multilateral fora, such as the Human Rights Council, to foster greater acceptance and operationalization of the right to development. We acknowledge, in this regard, the valuable contributions made by the mandates of the expert mechanism and the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development in promoting the implementation of this right worldwide. This commitment and advocacy with respect to the right to development find full expression in our policies and planning processes in line with the 2030 agenda. Two important planning documents of the Philippines, our Ambition 2040 and the Philippine Development Plan 2017-2022, carefully integrate human rights-based approach, sustainability, and inclusivity as both goals and principles that guide our development strategies. Philippine development planning encompasses inclusiveness and wide stakeholder engagement. On the draft LBI, we acknowledge the thorough work put into the drafting process and the preparation of the highly instructive commentaries which provide clarification on the rationale of the provisions. We note and welcome in this regard the following key considerations with respect to the current draft LBI. One, that it does not create new concepts, rights, or obligations, and only reiterates those already existing under international law. Two, the recognition of the obligation of everyone, whether state or non-state actors, to respect the human rights of others. Three, the recognition of unique circumstances and vulnerability status of stakeholders and varying levels of development among states that may require special and remedial measures. And finally, four, the state duty to cooperate with each other as integral in ensuring development and eliminating obstacles to development. While noting these useful considerations, we also anticipate that there will be certain overlapping functions in the member states' monitoring and reporting of obligations and commitments to the RTDs and the SDGs. We would suggest that the functions of the envisioned treaty body on the RTD be clearly delineated from the existing international institutional mechanisms of the SDGs. As the right to development relates to economic, social, cultural, civil, and political processes, we note that the LBI on RTD overlaps with other core human rights instruments. In our discussions forward, there is a need to clarify how the LBI on RTD will use existing mechanisms and protocols within countries and the UN system in relation to these existing human rights treaties and the SDGs. We look forward to a fruitful exchange of views. Thank you, Chair.